population momentum. In all cases, there will be a substantial increase in the global population before we're through with population increases. In fact, even if the TFR falls magically and instantly to the replacement rate in all countries, the world will still experience an overall population increase of more than 1 billion people. This is the consequence of population momentum. It works as follows. Suppose, to illustrate, that a country with a TFR of 5, a child mortality rate of 200 per 1,000, and therefore a net reproductive rate of 2, has been doubling in population each generation. Currently, there are 2 million older people, 4 million childbearing adults, and 8 million children. The total population is 14 million. Now suppose that the TFR immediately falls to the replacement rate, and the NRR immediately falls to 1. When today's children become parents, they will just replace themselves. In the coming generation, there will be 4 million elderly, the same as today's 4 million who are of childbearing age, 8 million childbearing adults, the same as today's 8 million children, and 8 million children born to the new adult population. The next generation's population will therefore be 20 million, up from 14 million, despite a TFR that has been at the replacement rate during the entire generation. In the generation after that, the population will grow one more time. There will then be 8 million elderly, 8 million childbearing adults, and 8 million children, or 24 million in all. From that point on, the population momentum is over, and the population will thereafter remain stable at 24 million. Population momentum by itself has therefore carried the original population from 12 million to 24 million, a doubling, even after TFR fell to the replacement rate. The reason, simply, is that the original population had a massive youth bulge, which grew up to become childbearing adults and then the elderly. This is our situation in the world today. We are at 6.6 billion people. If somehow, miraculously, the TFR were to fall today to the replacement rate, the world's population would still grow by approximately another 1 billion, depending on the precise assumptions made. We would end up with a planet of 7.5 billion. That's true even with the so-called baby bust in the more developed regions. In the coming decades, the momentum of population growth in the developing countries, with their very young population, will simply overwhelm any tendency to population decline in the high-income countries. This is why, in essence, we need to be working much harder to reduce the fertility rates in those regions, for their benefit and for the world's. Fertility and age structure. The TFR largely determines not only the population growth rate, but also the age structure of the population. When TFR is high, say 5 or more, there will be a bulging number of youths relative to the number of adults. When the TFR is close to 2, the number of adults and children will be similar, at least in the long term after the population momentum has worked itself out. The population age structure is summarized by the so-called age-population pyramid, which shows the number of males and females in the population for each age cohort, usually designated in 5-year intervals. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, the TFR is around 6.7, and around 1/5 of the children die in childhood. Each mother raises around 4 surviving children, and therefore an average of slightly more than 2 daughters. The age population pyramid has a broad base, children vary roughly twice as numerous as their parents, and a narrow peak, few people living to old age. In the United States, where the fertility rate is 2 and fewer than 10 children per 1,000 die before their 5th birthday, the age population profile is more like a rectangle than a pyramid. The number of parents and children are similar. In Germany, where the TFR is only 1.4, below the replacement rate, there are fewer children than parents. The age population profile resembles an inverted pyramid for the population born after 1959. This is characteristic of a population whose numbers will gradually decline in the future. An age-population pyramid like that of the DRC has huge implications for national stability and global security, as we will see in the next chapter. Regions with bulging youth populations are less stable than older populations. There are too many young people for every adult. In particular, there are too many potential young male fighters, aged 15 to 30, for every more mature social elder and potential peacemaker. Young men, especially impoverished young men without reliable employment, are fodder for the nightmarish dreams of political manipulators. This is not to blame the poorest countries for their plight, or to fear them. It is to suggest to them and to us that reducing the TFR from very high levels is part of their own security and ours.